Joining me on the phone now, Lori Bass, who is co-chair of the Capital Area Humane Society Fur Ball. I always love that name, Lori, which is happening tomorrow. How are you this evening?
Well, I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
Doing very well. I wasn't able to join in the behind-the-scenes work today, but I'll be there bright and early at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I am looking forward to having you come and help. It's going to be a wonderful event.
Well, I am so excited about it. I now have both of my daughters are both bringing a dog tomorrow. I'm not sure how that will end, but the story will be told.
It will be fantastic. The dogs are going to have a wonderful time as well as the people. We have a fantastic dog spa where the dogs get special treatment, and it's really fun because we get to see the dogs in a special pooch parade at the end of the evening as well.
Well, and that's a fun thing. If I can mention myself, I will be emceeing along with Jason Kolf, or not emceeing, I'm sorry. We will be kind of hosting the dog parade. This is something new on my resume I haven't done. Jason Colthorpe of Channel 10 will be my co-host for the dog parade. I can't wait to describe the outfits and the haircuts and so forth.
Well, we're looking forward to having you do that. We know it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we also have an auction. We have a live auction and a silent auction, and we have something for everyone. We have things for children, and we have dining, and we have trips, and we have pet products and hair products and wine baskets and sports memorabilia. It's really going to be a fun event. The food is going to be good. It's at Eagle Eye. And, you know, there are still opportunities for people to be able to come. If they would like to, they could call the Capital Area Humane Society if they would like to and still get a ticket to attend. But if not, you know, there's some great opportunities for them to donate their time at the shelter and also donate financially, because the shelter is really run completely on donations.
And I think we've had Eric Langdon on in the past, and of course several folks from there, Julia Palmer as well. And that's, frankly, the first time I heard that through some involvement was a surprise to me. I guess you just assume an organization like this is getting funding from somewhere, but it's all based off of donations. So this Furball is their biggest fundraiser.
Yes, and, you know, they have fundraisers throughout the year, and, you know, there's a lot of times we all say, oh, I'd like to do something, but, you know, I don't have time, I have a conflict, or I'd like to help out in some way. And truthfully, what you really can do, if you can't have your time involved, you certainly can financially help. They do such wonderful work. And what they do for the animals is something that no one else can really do, and especially because it is all on donations, and they are not financed by anyone else or tax money or anything else, and that's why it's so important that we all really support them.
Absolutely. And as you said, you still can call and get tickets, $100 per person.
Right.
It's going to be a great event. It is black tie optional. A lot of folks I know are in cocktails, so don't let that scare you away at all. The event kicks off at 6:30 tomorrow night at Eagle Eye. How did everything look today as you were out there working?
Well, it looks fabulous.
I imagine. Your creative eye and touch on everything, you have the ability to turn a room into a spectacle in no time. I have witnessed this.
Well, thank you. But I am certainly not working alone. We have had some wonderful people working on the event, people who work at the shelter volunteering their time, and, of course, our committee making all the plans. The committee members have been working really, really for months and months just to make this a wonderful event for everyone who comes.
Well, we are looking forward to it. I also, as you I'm sure do as well, Lori, encourage folks to go out to the Capital Area Humane Society, take a look at these amazing animals out there who would love to come home with you. And one of the favorite things I have is on their website and so forth, when you hear about pets being adopted, finding their forever homes. And I love that phrase because that's what it's about.
It is. It's about forever homes. And, you know, it isn't just dogs that have had or cats that have had a bad experience in their life. Sometimes in today's world, we have people who have had to give up animals that are just wondering, what happened, and they would love to come home with someone and be your companion. So any way that you can support the Humane Society is a wonderful thing to do.
Well, it is, and my daughter, Kaylee, is bringing her new puppy, Riley. I kind of thought they were going to tell me no puppies allowed so we could avoid this, but oh my. Riley may
that
be...
That is your granddog.
Yeah, it is my granddog, and after babysitting for my granddog, I thought that perhaps adopting an older pet might be a much wiser idea for me.
Yeah, sometimes that doesn't seem to be better.
And the Capital Area Humane Society is a wonderful place to do that. Lori, looking forward to getting to work in the morning and then having an awful lot of fun tomorrow.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and just thank you so much for the opportunity to let everyone know that there's still time to participate, and also there's always time to help for the Humane Society with your donations of financial donations or with your donation of time.
Absolutely. Well said. Thank you so much, Lori. We'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Very good. Lori Bass of East Lansing, who's co-chair of the Capital Area Humane Society's Fur Ball, happening tomorrow at Eagle Eye. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.